Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Brother Edison, who got saved in my Detroit church years ago, Pastor Seacom, that's awesome. Come on up, Brother Edison. He has the church at heart. He has me at heart. We love him. He got saved under my ministry. What I like about these two men that have been recommended by Deacon Orr, they both have come along through the preaching of the gospel to yours truly, which says that they embrace what the Lord has given me to say. What we are deciding to do for the year 2014 is to bring these brothers forth to serve in the church on the board of deacons, to be processed by our chairman at a period of time, after such time that they've been processed, that he bring them forth, and then I induct them into the board. I'm placing them under his tutelage at this time today, so that they will know when he calls for meetings with them to make sure that they understand clearly what their positions are and how to service effectively, then we will have more strength on our board of deacons. So I want to say to you both, we thank God for the recommendation that's been brought to my desk, and I have reviewed it and thought about it during the month of consecration, and I deem it necessary to bring you forth to serve on our board of deacons until Jesus comes. I'm going to ask all the deacons to come forth at this time, all of our deacons and deaconesses to come at this time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Deacons and deaconesses. I'm grateful that we have some men that fear God. The Word of God says in Acts chapter number 6, choose ye out 7 men and women to serve tables as the leadership of the church served the Lord. And I can truly say we have some godly men and women that certainly love God and love the church and have made themselves available to visit the sick, whether it be home, to go to the prisons, and serve in this ministry in the capacity that Deacon Orr will instruct you, because he comes by my desk before he comes to you. I don't want you to think that he's a use of me or Lord outside of my knowledge, because he works very close with me. Matter of fact, he won't move until I tell him to move. So when you hear from him, you're actually hearing from me indirectly. We love you guys. We love you ladies. And we want y'all to know that we look forward to great things, because God is going to take our church to from this spot, this literal spot. The plan is already in place to take us to a greater spot. Guess where? Right here in Eastern Michigan. So I ask you to gird up your loins and get ready to see some great things that God is about to do for us here at High Praise Cathedral Faith. Let us pray. Deacon Hall will lead the prayer.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord, that you put on us today, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, without you, Lord, here's nothing, Lord. We just hear. Lord, we thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for these men that's coming on board with us, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be the guide of us, Lord, and anoint them, Lord, that they will do your will, Lord, carry out your will, Lord, in the church, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you for this school. We thank you for Bishop, Lord. We thank you for Providence, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for their guidance and their leadership that they put on us, Lord, because we know it's you that's leading them, God. God, we thank you today. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Amen.
Just now, you can elect all digital shake their hands as they go. Deacon elect Blackman and Deacon elect Edison. Praise the Lord. Deacon, praise the Lord. He has done the ministry department is becoming a minister to actually do the instructions, the directions, and all of that. I want you to know I love you, but God is doing a new thing, and he's bringing us to another level. And I will never, ever forget the work that you're doing. So I want you and him to work as a team in the music department to make sure we have an excellent music department. Father, I thank you for the submission of our dear brother and what you're doing in their lives right now. It should be greater because two are better than one. You sent your disciples out two by two, each of them lending to the purpose for which they have been called. Let the anointing flow even greater among them and cause them to walk together as brothers with the excellency of music in their hearts toward the ministers that you called us all to. And I give you praise and honor, and let brotherly love continue. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I chose to do that because I served as minister of music for over 30 years to the late Bishop David Elvis. He's my witness. And it's not an easy job, but it's easy when everybody flows together. Because sometimes the devil comes and kicks up his heels in the performing arts department. It's not the first time, because it happened in heaven. Satan picked up his heels and God had to dismiss him. And so I'm glad to have you two working together to strengthen the music department and sharing in the success of all of our procedures. God bless you, Mr. Houston. There's one other thing I've been thinking about is our praise dancers, and I really sought the Lord because I wanted to do the right thing because we've had so many hindrances in our dance team. Many have been hurt, some have just stopped coming. But we want to build this dance team to one of the greatest dance teams in the kingdom. I wanted to neutralize its leadership. This leadership has been shared, but as I prayed about it, the Lord let me know you have to find someone that's neutrally involved to take these girls to the next level. So I prayed about it and asked Sister Edison if she would come at this time. Sister Edison represents those persons that was born again in our church and our second moon on Bethune and Brush, 331 East Bethune. She was with us at that time. They moved on after we left Schoolcraft, and it was at Schoolcraft where they decided to move on to another ministry. But after serving that other ministry, she realized, her and her husband both realized, it came to me and said, we know where we need to be now. And we need to be with our Father in the Lord. And so we're here to serve you in the capacities that you need us to serve. I noticed in the ministry that she was in, she was a part of the dance team effort. And so God spoke to me and said, what better neutral person to bring into the leadership of the dance team performance than Sister Ellison? So she is now today being placed as the official leader of that department. All dancers come by her. She's going to do her very best to make sure High Plains have the best leading dance team in the kingdom. So I want to welcome her. I'm a person because I'm all my church life. I'm a person they hear from you. Is that all right? Just hand me the oil. Thinking some soft wine appropriate for this. Sister Ellison, I'm trusting you to make sure that there's no disturbances in the music department, and if you have them, bring them to me, that I might judge it along with you for the betterment of our dynasty. Two of the girls came to me Thursday evening and said, Pastor, when are we going to dance? I have to just see God one more time, make sure and I'm doing the right thing. God spoke you to me, and you're going to take that responsibility. These girls are ready. Those that want to dance, we're going to allow them to dance. There may be some that say, I don't want to dance anymore. That's okay. We're going to use what we have and move on to the Lord. Is that all right, church? Is that all right? So I believe that the Lord will use you and allow them to work with you and create even great dancers. Now, some of these girls, they are self-created. They know how to create. But you allow them, you see them, and give them an opportunity to express it. And together, you can prove it. Father, I come to you now. I pray, Lord, that there will come a love in this group. That they see themselves not as individuals, but as a team. But we realize it takes teamwork to make the dream work. And so we pray over Sister Edison as the new department head of that part of our church. As we now enter into the year 2014, we claim it to be one of the greatest dance teams in the kingdom. That those who are in the team will see themselves as a team and not as individuals. We thank you, Lord, right now. Every girl that wants to dance, we pray that you'll anoint them even more to dance greater than they ever danced before in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I'm talking. He come up. Satan, you're a liar. You're defeated. You're defeated, soul. God gives us the victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody give God glory. Bless you. Bless you. You let me know when you want them to start. We'll announce it so the girls can come together and meet with you when it's time. All right? Let's give another hand. The deacons, soon to be converted to trustees as we grow. We're not large enough to talk about trustees yet. But a trustee must be trusted with the money along with the deacons. The trustee sits in council when it comes time to direct the direction of the funds. Now, I have watched Brother Dockery, but I understand through them that they're looking forward to establishing a ministry. So I don't want him to get so involved with us, so when it's time for him to move into that level, that they won't be hindered because he has a great responsibility here. The other thing is that they have a problem with transportation. But in talking to his wife the other day, I found that the Lord blessed him in that area. Blessed him in the transportation. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, when God does it, he does it well. They didn't get blessed with just a tinky-tink or a hoopty. But they got blessed with a fine Lincoln Continental shirt. And they got the nerve to be all white. Praise the Lord. So we congratulate them. But I would say to him publicly, if you see yourself being able to serve with our Board of Deacons anytime until such time as you would go, you can stand now and let me know that you would be available, because I don't want anyone to feel slighted going into 2014 that they were overlooked. And I don't want to do that. So if you feel that you want to work with our deacon board on a permanent status, then I'm glad to have your help, because you served on the deacon board at the Cathedral of Detroit before you went out to ministry. So you can stand now and raise your right hand and say, Bishop, I want to do Bless you. That's honorable. My dear sister, come. Yes, come. I don't know. The Lord just lead me to set these things in order. As we come out the month of consecration, the Lord led me to set some things in order. My dear sister, give me the names of Chris. Chastity. Evander's Chastity. Alexander Chastity or Chastity Alexander? Okay, thank you. Chastity Alexander. I'm getting it right. I'm a diplomat when I need to be. Chastity Alexander comes to us from Church of San Saint Mike Faith, and she served that church as one of its evangelists. And I think it's robbery to the call if she does not continue to walk in that status in high praise. And she's been in high praise over a year now. I had a chance to monitor her and to see her sincereness in the Lord. She comes sincerely to bring her children not only to Sundays of children. We have some faith in Sunday folk. But she is a Sunday midweek person. She's an evangelist. And so today, I want to release her to serve along with the rest of my evangelists to do whatever it is they're supposed to do. Evangelist Alexander, when you approach the platform, I'm just going to lay hands on you, the leading evangelist here at the ministry. We're going to pray and ask all evangelists to stand and then encircle her and let her know that she is blessed and encouraged by you to work in your department and to do all that God has given you to do. Praise the Lord. And while I'm thinking and looking at my choir that needs to be built, if there's anybody that's seated out today that would like to be a part of the voices of this great choir, don't wait till we don't need you. Come while we need you. And once we get to where we go, we're going to be doing this. If you feel like you want to be a part of this great music department, come now. I'm doing this because this is the first of the year. This is 2014. We're going to another level. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for sending this anointed vessel into our midst to further fight the wiles of the devil through the preaching of the word, through the praying of the prayers, through the visiting of the sick, through the visiting of the prisons, to demonstrate your presence in all that she do, to represent the kingdom wherever she goes. Father, we ask that you let the anointing of high praise in heaven come down upon her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Let her know that she's not alone, that we are together as members of the body of Christ, fighting the one enemy and as the enemy called Satan. Anoint her even more. Raise her up even greater. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we thank you for her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Come on, give God a praise. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Glad to be alive. When somebody would be saying, how are you? They say, it's good to see you. You tell them, I'm glad to be seen and not viewed. I'd rather be seen than to be viewed. I'm glad to be on the top side of the grass than the bottom side. I asked Sister Tanya's father when he came up to my car to talk to me this morning. I said, you got any complaints about what's happening out here? He said, oh, no. I said, because you know what? You didn't have to be here to complain.
Oh.
Y'all stop complaining about the weather conditions. A lot of people that's not here like you to complain. I don't care about how cold it is. I'm glad I can feel cold. Praise the Lord. So we're glad to see all of you here today. Now, what we're about to do now is obey the word of God. What we're all about to do right now is to act in obedience to God's financial plan for his church. Whose church? His church. Not Bishop Harris' church. This is God's church. And so I want you now to prepare your tithe and your offerings to bring this into the Lord and know that God will keep his word. Glad to see you, Sister Jenna, all the way from North Carolina. Amen. God bless you. Where is my twins? They still down there. All right. All right, I'll be looking around and standing around the corner when they come. So, all right, I'll be looking around the corner. Now, you all will be here next November. Everybody that know me from around the world will be here. Y'all will be here next November for a whole week. We'll be right here. Because we're going to be celebrating 40 years.
40 years.
I told you, Pastor, this is going to be like a celebration of 3-in-1. Do y'all know what it'll be? It'll be 40 years of pastoring, 62 years of preaching, and 75 years of age. 3-in-1. So we got a lot to celebrate. I thought my book, the souvenir book, will be thicker than the Bible almost. About that, all the saints put their hands in, and all the business people put their hands in, and all the dignitaries put their hands in, Obama put his hand in, and Mr. Hall put their hands in. All these people will be putting hands in the book that I pastored 40 years. The mayor, the senators, the congressmen, all of those men, and all the deacons in their family, each one of them putting their hands. Y'all save your money up because you're going to have to be ready. You have it ready by October. That's when the book will go into print, so it's going to take a month to print it. And then we're going to have our captains of our celebration has already acquired a hotel. But we're going to do it big this year. Y'all get your dresses ready. All the sisters get your fine dresses ready. All the brothers get their tuxedos. We're going to do the big this year. Y'all know when I did the big? When was the last time I did the big? I did the big when we paid for our churches. When we paid for our churches, I took every member out to dinner. Yeah. That's what I did. And I paid $5,675 for y'all to sit down and eat dinner. I paid it. I said, I paid it. Y'all ain't going to get no hand for paying the bill? I went back there and it was more than that, but I paid that night. I paid $5,000 that night. And I took you to a beautiful spot on Belle Isle. I took you to the old gathering spot, one of the most elaborate gathering spots. Had two levels, and both levels was filled. We had to put screens up so we could see the speaker. So we're going to do the same thing at one of the nicest hotels in the county, in Wayne County. What's it at? Southfield. What is this? The Southfield? Where am I going to be? Southfield Hilton. Praise the Lord. We've already acquired it. The down payment is there. All y'all got to do is get your tickets. We're going to go in big time. Y'all going to rent limousines for your families. We're going to make it look big. We're going to make it look big. Every deacon is going to have his limousine with his family. Brian gonna have his little Z with his wife and all of his grandchildren. We gonna have it. We gonna do it up big. Pam's gonna get a limousine for all of her sisters. Everybody, we going big time. We gonna do it big. This gonna be 5 days of celebration. I got preachers coming from around the world. It's gonna be the biggest celebration for the new apostle in the kingdom, Apostle Clarence Hatton, the leader of Pentecostal Outpouring International Fellowship. I like it a famous choir to come here. Because I'm gonna be both financially blessed. I'm gonna bring a professional choir each night of the celebration. And I'll bring in the Williams brothers for the dinner. The same, I'm still here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, God bless you. I know now you all are ready to sow into the kingdom as I am. My wife and I were supposed to leave to go down south after service today, but she rebuked the devil and me too. So she said, we ain't going down there, but all that's no falling. The devil is alive. She said, we ain't going, baby. I said, you know what? I ain't going to argue with you. We ain't going. She says, I'll sit here, we ain't going. We're supposed to be in Atlanta by the morning night. I'm supposed to start driving right after morning service and be there about late tonight. Don't say I can't make it. But she's saying we ain't going. So I changed the scripture for him. Husbands, obey your wife. Y'all can't say, I didn't obey my wife. he gave me her to help me, right? So I can't go because my wife said we can't go. So we're not going. You brothers heard that? You brothers said sometimes you got to obey your wife. Did the brothers hear this? Some brothers ain't going to hear this. Brother Ross looks like that chick in his head. No. You better listen to Chris. She helped you out, bro. My son, Sean, listened to his wife. Yeah, he listened to her because he don't want to get in trouble, boy. I listened to that. She ain't going to beat me up, but I sure want to have peace tonight. I don't want no war in the house, praise the Lord. There ain't going to be no war. 2014 is the end. We're going to have peace the whole year. Amen. I'm old enough to have enough sense to do that. See, when you're young, you don't have no sense. You think you're the man. You better learn to listen to your wife, especially if she loves you. I was visiting my mother-in-law because I used to go see her once a week. And I was telling my mother-in-law, I said, oh, your daughter, she is just so disconnected. Look at her, she's young and everything. My mother-in-law said, yeah, but one thing, she loves you. My wife was in the house crying with her sister. Said, look at her, she just jumped on her. She said, yeah, but she loves you. My mother-in-law won't let me know, my daughter loves you, brother. I don't care how she's jumping around, she loves you. I stopped and said, you know what, I never heard that before. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna do this woman right, because she loves me. We're going to celebrate her birthday today at the end of the service. We're going to do another time. Our administrator said we're going to do it right after we do this time. We're going to celebrate. Then I'm going to preach. Then we're going to just go home and enjoy the rest of the day. We have a song. That's right. Amen. So let us pray. Let me hear about. O gracious and eternal God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come now thanking you for your goodness and kindness, for your great mercy unto us. We thank you for that, that you've given it to us to get back into the kingdom, that the kingdom might be sustained through our time and honor because of our obedience. And we have a right, Lord, to expect the windows of heaven to be open, because you said if we do so, you would open up the windows of heaven and pour us our blessings, and there shall not be room enough to receive. We await that blessing in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Quickly stand and get into the house. Let's bring the tithe and offering to the Lord.
Thank you. All right, everybody that wants to say something of the value proposition that's been in line right here to my right. Everybody that wants to present something, just come to this mic. Before we get started, I'll start with mine and my husband, Woody. And I forgot my birthday card. It's at home, so I have to say it. I love you. I love you. I love you very dear. I have two of the best sisters in the whole wide world. Oh, wide world. Two of the best sisters. Every one of them. Amen. I don't do favorites. Bishop does favorites. But both of y'all are so awesome, right? It's just hard. I love them both so dearly. But how many years you're here, is that's what I want to give her, the amount of years from me and Dick Monica, the number of years. I want to say something here. This is from the Oral family.
Happy birthday, Providence. We love you. A birthday wish for you. May you find special happiness in everything you do. May the good you've done for others be returned to you. And may your birthday be a day that's very richly blessed with peace and joy and everything that makes you happy. God bless you. Love, Deacon, to Oral. Your birthday amount.
Next person in line.
Amen. Well, my mother said for you, Karen, I'm going to say something about her. It says, born to shop. There is no better time than a birthday to treat yourself well. You deserve the best birthday ever. Enjoy. I wrote in here, I love you so much. You are so dear to my heart, Pastor Dockery. My husband wrote, your wisdom carries us in so many ways. And my daughter wrote, happy birthday, Mom, from your baby girl, Jahan.
Thank you. I'm going to read these cards. I thought. This is because you mean so much to me. Because you mean so much. Father Patton, there are some people in this world whose birthdays are a celebration of life and love and everything that matters most to the heart. Your birthday is like that because you're one of those people. Happy birthday. To bless you with many, many more. I love Johnny Carter and her family.
Mm-hmm. Carter says, God bless you on your birthday. God bless you on your birthday and keep you on your groove. God give you all the faith it takes to make your dreams come true. May his love and wisdom always help to guide you on your way, and his light shine down upon you now to bless you this day.
Okay, my husband, Deandre, we love you, prophet. Just a little token of our love for you, let you know how important you are to us and how you welcome us.
And I'm just looking forward to what God has for you on this year because you are truly a blessed woman of God.
Amen.
In the garden, let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. So, and it says,
love.
Oh, God. was in my life years ago. Years ago, before I was even a member of this church. And I was going through, and who could be right away called out of breath. I didn't speak in his spirit. I slayed in his spirit for 4 months. I did not speak in spirit. I would get down to pray before going for 4 months. That's where I was. And I just want to thank God for that. You know, I believe your prayer and fasting and penance, it has brought me. I love you ever with all my heart. And I thank God. God has sent me to be my mother, sister, and your daughter, you know.
Happy birthday, Thomas.
Yeah. Hey, Pastor. Representing the Thomas family, the Thomas Terry family, and Prince. Aisha and Kathy have been friends almost from this age home. So it's just wonderful to reconnect with them again. We love you.
Happy birthday, Pastor. That's so cute. Bye,
husband. I'm going to stop and look at the gifts a little bit. You won't see that. So, everybody might want to see. Because I thought that was such a beautiful look of that, you all. You want to see that? And then she's got a beautiful scarf, a gold, and some other things there. I want to make sure that we've taken a look at the beauty. I like to say ooh and ah. All right. We ready for next, Mother Lewis?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. As you know, my son is incarcerated. But he wanted to be a blessing to you, for me and my family and my son. And he told me to still remember the 21-day commitment to sit him on. So,
every birthday is a blessing. Your birthday can stop with you and stop with special birthday. That God will fill your loving heart with the joy beyond compare. And that throughout the days again, graciously will bless you. Your life will love with hope, with peace, and laughter. Happy birthday, God. Love Anisha and family, Sister Doreen Alexander. Love you, Alicia McCoy and family, Denise and Jeff. And we just want to say, you know, we love you and we thank you for just always being there whenever we ever need you.
Beautiful. Ooh. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Brother, you know how much I love you. You're a gift from God. Once in a while, there's someone very special whose caring ways make a beautiful difference in life. Thinking of you and wishing you a day filled with the same blessings of love and joy you bring to so many others. Happy birthday.
Have a seat.
my goodness.
That beautiful watch.
What is that? The children's department?
Amen.
I remember, you know, Bishop, when I was a kid, I was in the Northern Ministry Council, I always looked at y'all like superstars. And I just thank God for being a bishop and continuing to pray. Since I've been in October, I miss you so much. The twins and the kids, we miss everyone here. And, you know, we saw everybody in North Carolina that worked.
Happy birthday, perfect. Because I was so inspired the first time. And they, you know, with the idea about it, and I just said this something, you know, say happy birthday to our mom. We celebrate your body, you today. We thank the Lord for having morning. We thank the Lord for having one more day. We wish you happy birthday.
I don't mind telling people I'm having a wife. I don't mind letting them know it's
are mad God. You are so bad. You are so bad. God, you are so bad. 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 You are so bad.
Praise the Lord, church.
Wow. This is a beautiful day. I love you with all my heart. And you know, from the first day that we met, has always been in my spirit and my awesome. But when we were in the restaurant, it said, here is full to your table. So we knew from that day forward that this is going to be a great journey. So we have a vision, and you have a vision for him. Lovely. What we have for perspective with shit with this. But the picture is getting and the best of this. And you know that.
I'm not going to keep you all, but I got to say this. This is their season. For praise, for favor. This is your season to reap what God has sown. I'm here to tell you all, I didn't hear more. And when she told you, you haven't seen nothing yet. When you do right, ask them that. You can come. You're a need. You can make an appointment for. When you have that church, you have some special people. Here to tell you, I've been around all, just about. We have some great here. That ain't enough. We can't get one now. But I'm going to say this. This is your season. You just better hold on because what's coming, you ain't going to have no more nothing to do.
My old parents passed away. It's been about 14 years now, and I was from Easter. And the journey was a little scary to get here, but I'm here, and I feel that God obviously placed you in my life. And when I call you mother, I mean that from my heart. And I thank you for taking me and both you and Bishop as your own. And I love you, and I can never repay you for that. But I do agree this is your season, and as you get going and going, and the more God blesses all of us, you just don't even realize how much you are in our heart, in my heart, and don't worry about anything, because if I have it, you have it. I'm going to get it. I think a little talk in here. It's just for massage, and it's on perfume, so something to pamper yourself.
Okay. I will.
I love you.
Thank you. For his people. Hallelujah, somebody. And I said, she doesn't call, we must be notified by Agape Law. Because if you don't have Agape Law, that means there is something missing in you. So we about, I'm about to sing a song as you listen, man. May Agape Law dwell in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hear you cry, I hear you pray with me, that you won't get me away. Oh, oh, I will never leave you go, or see my face arise. I am here to be every day. I love you, we smile.
This day is called
in your hearing so that you will get the gist of the thought for today. And take it home with you. In our next service on this coming Sunday, I'm going to be reading from the New Paraphrase Bible, but I'm understanding 10 to the 13th chapter of Hebrews, beginning in verse 1 and verse 2. Then it says, continue to love each other, but let us say, continue to love each other with true brotherly love. Don't forget to be kind to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Don't forget about those in jail. Suffer with them as though you were there yourself. Share the sorrow of those being mistreated, for you know what they are going through. Verse 7, remember your leaders who have taught you in the Word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and try to trust the Lord as they do. 7, why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not be attracted by strange new ideas. Your spiritual strength comes as a gift from God, not from ceremonial rules about eating certain foods, a method which, by the way, hasn't helped those who have tried it. All right. I would like to talk to you very much about this, but time will not allow me. But one of the things Paul said to the church, and he said in the King James Version, I read this with you, let brotherly love continue. Anything that's to be continued should never cease. We should have impact feelings for one another. I'll put it like that. We should have an impacted feeling for one another. You're down, actually, I'm down. You're sad because I have a brotherly love for you. I'm sad. I never rejoice when you miss the mark. But I feel because you missed it one day, I can miss it. And I would want to be embraced. Let me see the hands of those who would like to be embraced. One of the pastors I'm praying and we're going to pray. And if you get one of the followers, straight to the book. John 4:20 says, he asks the question, how many of you love God? Let me see the hands of those who love God. Then if you love God, how could you love someone who you have not seen? But you don't love the world that you see and hear. And walk in that kind of demeanor says something you have missed that you claim. You claim that you know God. You claim that you love God, but you miss it when you don't love each other. Give God the praise. I'll talk about it next week so that you can wait. Because I promised this first month that I would really deal with the essence of love. Turn to somebody and say, I love you. And if somebody's next to you, somebody, I love you. I truly love you. I truly love you with the love of God. Now, is there anyone here today that will be from our church where everybody loves each other? We love each other here at High Place. You may come at this time. You may come at this time and come. I cannot take that close to service and I said to people, you want to be a follower. How does it mean from across the street when I see a
praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to High Praise Cathedral, located here in Eastern Michigan, with Bishop and Prophetess Haddon. We thank the Lord for you all listening in all over the world. God bless you and happy Sunday. We love you. Tune in on tomorrow. Links will be posted as usual for the Angel on Deck show. God bless.